I'll just read a couple more poems. Okay. I always get kind of sick of myself, these readings. Just always amazed that other people don't stand up and say, okay, enough. We have your number. We know what you do. We know what you think. We know where you live. Go home. This is a poem. I'm still working on. I don't know what to say about it except that it's called "We Did It Our Way," and it's about the difference between the stories we tell ourselves, the narratives we construct about our lives, and the actual what we are doing. It's called "We Did It Our Way." When Anne asked if it was possible to be a born-again virgin and looked at me sideways twice, I knew she was implying that she didn't necessarily intend to remain one. And when Richard throws a cup against the wall, he means, I'm broken, please assemble me. That we're a strangely wired species is such a well-established fact, it hardly needs repeating. But when I see the sad collision of the people I call mine over and over with their own desires, I sometimes feel I'm seated in the bleachers of a stadium, watching a football game on the field below while listening to opera on headphones. I mean, the narrative doesn't match the action. I mean, the heroic uplift of the violins does not coordinate with the crunching impact of an illusion racing headfirst into an uncooperative fact. But I'm like that too. When I tell somebody who loves me, I need some time to think. I mean, for me, the shortest route between A and B lies directly through some Z. And somewhere long ago, I got the unoriginal idea that stubbornness was strength. It's mine, all mine, this foolish and determined, demented, rock-hard I. So don't try to save me, please. And please don't bother making my distance into something it's not. I'm just another man who has gone so far into himself he can't find his way out. I'm just another commuter caught in the rush hour traffic, trying to get out of Ego City to the legendary countryside where a football game is a football game and the real wind blows.